Frankly, Stockman, the war and I will both be a lot better when I know things are advancing more rapidly on your end. You're past due in getting me the latest sit-rep on the tests I ordered, and I'm tired of waiting. Spare me the academic drivel, Stockman. I want you to tell me how much blasted longer I'm going to have to wait to get what I'm paying you all this money for. Including the mutagen. Blast it all! How many KIA this time, Captain Trag? Ambush? Is that what you call this, Trag? We lose 6 good soldiers, and the neutrino resistance fighters lose 1. Me? I'd call it a catastrophe. I will not stand for this. Sergeant Granitor, get us back to Burnout Island now! Sergeant Granitor, get us back to Burnout Island now! Save the niceties, Lieutenant Pogue. Have you been able to get a hold of that imbecile Stockman yet? Tell my pilots to get my plane ready. I'm going to pay the doctor a visit. It's high time he and I get together for a little face-to-face. Ah, Stockman, there you are. Sorry about the mess. But all that security you've got doesn't exactly make a person feel welcome. Especially your biggest client. Yet again, your customer service falls short. You know damn well why I'm here, Stockman. It's been more than a year now, and I'm still waiting on the super soldier mutagen I contracted your pathetic excuse for a company to make! For which I immediately resupplied you with the ooze components you said you needed to get things back on track. Time I don't have, Stockman. I'm losing troops faster than I can replace them. I need reinforcements, and I need them now. Stow the smugness, Stockman. One success out of 3 chances equals utter failure in my book. So, the mutagen is still in development, eh? What about the psychotropic compound, then? Why hasn't that been delivered to me? And you say this mutant cat of yours will deliver the compound soon, Stockman? I don't drink. Forget your fancy booze. I want results, Stockman. Tell me, if you need to pull the compound from blood, why didn't you just take it from that blasted cat? Why the need to chase down some escaped rat when you've already got another mutant in your hands? What do you mean, as far as we know? Facts? I'll give you facts, you smug buffoon. Fact number 1. This person you call my competitor, this ninja, is nothing more than a nuisance, a bug to be swatted when the time comes. My intel says his interest in the mutant technology you're developing relates to his own war, which, like everything else on this mudball, will be meaningless once I've accomplished my mission. What my intel can't tell me is how the hell he knows about the technology. But like I said, it won't matter soon enough. Fact number two, the success of my mission is all that matters. Unfortunately, the only ones with the technical knowledge I need are not exactly cooperating. They've proven more resistant than I'd expected. Which brings us to fact number three. Your own pathetic existence is at risk. I need disciplined, intelligent mutant super soldiers. If you succeed, I will make you a very rich and powerful man. Fail? You die. Your time is running out, Stockman. So all I can say is, that damn cat better get what you sent him for. So you say, Stockman. But I've gotten too many false promises from you in the past to hold my breath. You know, it's surprising this escape could have occurred, Stockman, considering the respect and discipline you seem to inspire in your subordinates. Well, Stockman, needless to say, I was unimpressed every step of the way during this visit. A failure from start to finish, much like my entire relationship with your pathetic company. Interesting. But as I told you at the labs, I am no longer concerned about the rat. How much blood have you taken from this useless imbecile? Bring Stockman and leave the cat. It appears the time has come, gentlemen, for Plan B.